I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Islamic Republic of Iran canceled Friday prayers for the second week in a row. Plus, it released more than 50,000 prisoners in an effort to contain COVID-19. Iran's coronavirus death toll has passed 90, and nearly 3,000 are sick. According to Reza with Global Catalytic Ministries, the numbers don't add up.
The government isn't very smart. They've announced how many people have died, but they are lying about how many people are sick because the world is watching the virus.
Fear is tangible, and finances are tighter now than they were before.
The best way to pray for us is Psalms 91 over our lives. Pray that God would raise up the house church to be like an Esther during this time of chaos. Pray that God, supernaturally and abundantly give to the believers during this time.
And among least reached people groups, women are often a particularly difficult segment of the population to connect to the gospel message. Ahead of International Women's Day on March 8, Wendy Nagel explains that through Global Disciples Ministry, women are both hearing the gospel and sharing it with others. The key is in the training.
What we're hearing more and more is quite often women ministering to women is the perfect outreach strategy for them. And whether they're ministering in the homes of family members, going to visit relatives, or in some case, domestic workers who are living in households, they're being effective in reaching the people right inside their four walls.
At our website, you can learn more about how you can help Global Disciples work with women around the world. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on our listeners and sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. So would you consider giving today? Just look for the Support MNN tab at our website. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.